This is Audible.
And now, part two of The White Rose, written by Glenn Cook and read by Mark Vitor.
Chapter 26. On the Road. After 3 days, during which Tracker and I returned to our landing place, loaded the wagon, then headed north on the salient road, I began to wonder if I had not erred. Still no goblin or one-eye. I need not have been concerned. They caught up near Maestricht, a fortress in the salient the company once held on behalf of the lady. We were off the road, in some woods, getting ready for supper. We heard a ruckus on the road. A voice, undeniably goblin's, shouted, "And I insist it's your fault, you maggot-lipped excuse for fish bait! I'd turn your brain into pudding for getting me into it, if you had one." "My fault, my fault! Gods, he even lies to himself! I had to talk him into his own idea. Look there, guano breath! Maestricht is around that hill. They'll remember us even better than they did in Roses. Now I'm going to ask you once, how do we get through without getting our throats cut?" After an initial relief, I halted my rush toward the road. I told Tracker, "They're riding. Where do you suppose they got horses?" I tried finding a bright side. Maybe they got into a game and got away with cheating. If One Eye let Goblin do it. One Eye is as inept at cheating as at games of chance themselves. There are times I think he has a positive death wish.
"You and your damned amulet," Goblin squeaked. "The lady can't find him, that's great, but neither can we."
"My amulet? My amulet? Who the hell gave it to him in the first place? Who designed the spell that's on it now? Who cast it? Tell me that, Toadface. Tell me that."
I moved to the edge of the woods. They had passed already. Tracker joined me. Even Toadkiller Dog came to watch.
"Freeze, rebel!" I shouted. "First one moves is dead meat."
Stupid, Croaker. Real stupid. Their response was swift and gaudy. It damn near killed me. They vanished in shining clouds. Around Tracker and me, insects erupted. More kinds of bugs than I imagined existed. Everyone interested only in having me for supper. Toadkiller Dog snarled and snapped.
"Knock it off, you clowns!" I yelled. "It's me, Croaker!"
"Who's Croaker?" One Eye asked Goblin. "Do you know anybody named Croaker?"
"Yeah, but I don't think we ought to stop," Goblin replied, after sticking his head out of the shining to check. "He deserves it."
"Sure," One Eye agreed. "But Tracker is innocent. I can't fine-tune it enough to get just Croaker."
The bugs returned to routine bug business. Eating each other, I guess. I constrained my anger and greeted One Eye and Goblin, both of whom had donned expressions of innocence and contrition. "What you got to say for yourselves, guys? Nice horses. Think the people they belong to will come looking for them?"
"Wait up," Goblin squawked. "Don't go accusing us of—"
"I know you guys. Get down off those animals and come eat. We'll decide what to do with them tomorrow." I turned my back on them. Tracker had returned to our cook fire already. He dished up supper. I went to work on it, my temper still frayed. Stupid move.